City in New York, the Judy Canova Show. Brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Treat Company, makers of Palmolive soap and Colgate tooth powder. Your beauty, hope, and Colgate tooth powder for a blessed week. Present the Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kern, Richard Trugan, Minerva Pius, Ernie Fiorito in his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
Oh, wasn't there been a day you had to pay for what you get? I will be here when you find me, so come and find me, my little pet. You're looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelet will work just as well. Till that lucky day, you know darn well. Baby, I can't give you anything, but has anybody here seen my honey? My little honey, 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 honey.
Judy is in New York, but how she got here is a different story. As we look in on her now, she has just finished writing a letter to her Aunt Agatha.
Say, Geranium.
Yes, Miss Judy.
I've just wrote a letter to Aunt Aggie telling her about our trip. I'll read it to you to see if I left anything out.
Okay, honey.
Says, dear Aunt Aggie, just arrived from California. Travel first class. Gosh, them freight cars sure are stuffy. No kidding, we did all right, except when I first got to my car, I found a dog in my upper berth. So I said, conductor, there's a dog in this upper berth. I can't understand it. And he said, I can't understand it neither. That dog paid for a lower.
Oh. Well, Miss Judy, I didn't hear about that. Say, what'd you say to the dog?
Well, Geranium, what do you think I said? I says, Lassie, go home.
Well, I guess you're right, honey.
I said, Pedro went to the club car and had a weekend cocktail. You drink it and your weekend's right there. Oh, you've had them. Don't give me that stuff. It's so powerful you can bite off the end of the hour than use it as a hand grenade. You know those kinds.
Yeah, well, did you tell your aunt anything about the taxi cabs here in New York?
Yeah, listen to this, Graham. The taxis here ain't like Los Angeles. They don't blow their horns and scare you half to death. They chase you across the sidewalk and run you up the side of the building. You know something, Graham? I saw an awful, terrible accident yesterday on Fifth Avenue.
You did? What happened?
Well, sir, a lady came weaving down the street, wrapped her car around the lamppost, and when a policeman ran over and said, let me see your license, she said, you mean with driving like that I can get a license?
Hey, you know something?
And you know she did? She got it. What is it,
Randy? Well, you know those cross-town buses is the ones that fascinate me. They go up one street, come back on another street.
Yeah, I guess they're ashamed to come back on the same street to go up on.
Then how'd you finish your letter to your enemy, Judy?
Oh, let me see. Where was it? No, yeah, oh, yeah. Have a nice room. It's air-conditioned with a lovely view of the skyline. They hope to have the roof on by Christmas. It is just as well you didn't come down to the station to see us off when we left Los Angeles because some very funny things happened there. We got there about 15 minutes.
Green Diamond Special leaving on track 9. All aboard for Kansas City, Amarillo, Newcomb Carey, Ashtabula, Atsuyampa, and Ebbets Field. The following cars are ready for occupation. Ready,
on. Well, which car was that supposed to be?
The smoking car. Dream, have we got everything?
Oh, yeah, honey. We prepared for any emergency. Yeah, I'm even carrying my trusty old 45 on my hip.
A 45 revolver?
No, a 45 girdle. Lady, that's not me, Judy. I bet you thought I was a pistol-packing mama.
Well, I don't know about the pistol, but you sure got plenty of packing. Say, Geranium, I'm a little mixed up. Are we riding on the Challenger?
The Challenger? Not me, honey. All my money's riding on Joe Louis.
Attention. Attention, please. The Pine Valley Express is arriving on track 5 at 5 o'clock. The Phoenix Flyer is leaving on track 5 at 5 o'clock.
Golly, both trains on the same track. Won't there be a collision?
Yes, isn't this a silly play to run a railroad?
Gee, Geranium, look at all those servicemen. Oh, gosh, I wish some big old handsome sergeant had come up to me and say...
Pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita.
Say, girl, where have you been with all our luggage? You're the sleepiest person I ever saw. Don't you ever do anything fast?
Gee, I can get tired awful fast. Senorita, I'm sorry I'm late, but I just joined the Girl Scouts.
Girl Scouts? Why, I saw you with some sailors.
Gee, we were scouting for girls. Senorita, this is the first time I ever had to pay my fare on a train.
Oh, well, Pedro, how do you usually travel?
Well, my cousin Gonzalez, he packs me in my suitcase, and I leave one hand sticking out.
What for?
So I can carry the suitcase. You know, something awful happened. A little animal got in my luggage.
A little animal?
Gee, the little punk, he got in my trunk. He spilled all my junk. So I gave him a clunk. Now I am strong.
Why?
It was a strong. Anyway, I have a poem for the new mayor when we get to New York.
How does it go, Pedro?
There once was a man named O'Dwyer, a man who was a live wire. He's the man of the hour, but he's no little flower. He never runs out to a fire.
Say, girl, you know something? If you recite that poem, the mayor's liable to give us the key to the city. And then change all the locks. Well, here's our train. Let's get on and find our seat.
Hurry up, folks. This train goes to New York in 15 minutes.
Ain't that wonderful? It used to take 4 days.
Easy there, young lady. Watch your step, young lady. This step is awfully high. Oh, watch it.
I don't have to. Those sailors are watching it for me.
Use Colgate tooth powder, keep smiling just right. Use it each morning and use it at night. Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder.
Young lady, a question from Colgate Tooth Powder. If you've not been asked to change your name, could a breath of trouble be to blame? You know, that little breath of trouble, I mean unpleasing breath, can hamper your popularity, mark you down socially. It's happened to thousands without their knowing. So just do this. Brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate Tooth Powder. For Colgate Tooth Powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Yes, scientific tests have definitely proved that in 7 cases out of 10, Colgate tooth powder instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. What's more, no dentifrice at any price cleans your teeth more quickly and thoroughly than Colgate tooth powder. Remember to buy it first thing
and remember the name, Colgate Tooth Powder, with the accent on powder.
Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate Tooth Powder.
Well, Geranium, before you know it, we'll be in Chicago.
Yeah, Miss Julie, sure has been a nice trip.
Get your box lunches here, folks. Get your box lunches here. Box lunch, folks?
No, thanks. I just ate one of them box lunches.
Get your bicarbonate and soda here, folks.
Say, I wonder where Pedro is.
Here I am, Senorita. I've been up for hours. I always get up at the crack of dawn.
You do?
Yeah, and I stuff up the crack and go back to bed. But, Senorita, last night when the train stopped in Kansas City, the shades was up and I couldn't sleep a wink.
Oh, Pedro, why didn't you pull the shades down?
Well, I couldn't reach that part. It was across the street in the YWCA. Senorita, this morning I met a pretty girl in a club car.
What was she like, Pedro? Describe her.
Describe, Senorita?
Yeah, well, was she tall? Was she short? What color were her eyes and so forth?
Well, I don't know about her eyes and her face, but all that and so far.
Candy peanut chewing gum. Candy peanut chewing gum.
Say, mister, what you got there?
Sardine sandwiches. Yeah, 25 cents for the domestic and $1.25 for the imported sardines.
What's the extra dollar for?
The imported ones come from Sweden.
Well, give me the domestic ones. I ain't going to pay no sardines fair across the ocean. Let them swim across. You know, I packed a lunch of ham and Limburger sandwiches myself, but I had to throw it away.
Yeah, why?
Well, the ham might have made it to Chicago, but the Limburger should have got off at Pasadena. And that joke should have got off at Glendale. I should have got off before I got... Uh-oh, here comes that fella who got on at Kansas City. I wonder what he wants.
Hello there, girlie. Just saw you talking to the candy butcher. You like men, I gather.
Shucks, I like men anybody gathers.
Hey, mind if I sit down here?
Well, now, I don't know.
Thanks. I like to look the scenery, but I forgot my glasses.
Well, we're going through some pretty country. I'll point out the beauties to you.
Oh, you don't have to point, sister. When I see one, I'll just whistle. Yee-hoo! Ain't that a Jim Dandy? You tell him, tissue paper, you're terrible. Hey, my name is Roger Wordle. I'm a traveling salesman. I got a line of fancy notions.
Well, you better change your line, mister. I got a notion that ain't going over so well. Say, ain't you kind of old to be flirting with a girl like me?
Me? Old? Well, I'm just sneaking up on 27.
Well, you better turn around. You're sneaking up on it from the wrong direction. Say, tell me something. Are you married?
You tell him, Chimney. I don't smoke.
Oh, that's the killer.
Yep, I'm married to the finest little woman you ever saw. Here's a picture of her.
Say, she is mighty pretty.
You tell them, typewriter head, you're next Underwood.
Woohoo!
I'm loaded tonight! Why, my little woman took first prize at the beauty contest back home.
She took first prize?
You bet. But they made her put it back. Ain't that a piece of Reno? I guess it ain't. Yes, sir. You know, she's the finest little woman that ever lived. She sure broke me up when she ran away with my best friend.
Now, who is your best friend?
Whoever she ran away with. That ain't so bad. Well, come on, girl. You would be that.
Golly, that fella's mother must have been scared by Can You Top This?
If you want to get something to eat, you better get into the dining car.
That's right, Geranium. I'll go in for lunch right now.
Hello, Miss Canova. I have a place for you. Do you mind sitting at the same table with that handsome gentleman?
Well, I don't know, Stuart. That handsome gentleman is annoying me.
Why, Miss Canova, he hasn't even looked at you.
I know. That's what's annoying me. Howdy, mister.
Oh, how do you do? Well, won't you sit down?
Thanks. Nice day, ain't it?
Yes.
Pretty scenery, ain't it?
Yes.
Kind of cold back here, too, ain't it?
Yes.
Golly, give this fella a little encouragement. He'll talk an arm off you. Say, mister, ain't you even going to talk to me?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was preoccupied. Have you heard the rumors?
What rumors?
I heard we have a terrible washout on this road.
Oh, shucks. I always look like this when I sleep on my face.
Have you ever been east before?
No, but my aunt is in politics in California, and I met some prominent New Yorkers. Yeah, Mr. Farley came up to my house, and Mr. Dewey came up to my ranch.
How about LaGuardia?
He came up to my knees.
By the way, are you on a pleasure trip?
I sure am. Boy, I'm going to New York to see the World's Fair.
The World's Fair? Why, that ended 5 years ago.
5 years ago?
Yes.
Doggone that Pacific Coast time. It always keeps throwing me off. Waiting for the train to come in. Waiting for my man to come home. I counted every minute of each livelong day. Then some melancholy says he went away. I've shed a million teardrops or more. Waiting for the one I adore. I'm waiting in the depot by the railroad track. Looking for the choo-choo train that brings him back. I'm waiting for my life to begin. Waiting for the train to come in. Shed a million teardrops or more. Waiting for the one I adore. I'm waiting in the depot by the railroad track. Just looking for the future train that brings him back. I'm waiting for my life to begin. Yes, I'm waiting for the train to come in.
That is Judy Canova singing, Waiting for the Train to Come In. Remember, doctors prove palm olive beauty results. It's true. Doctors prove palm olive soap can bring 2 out of 3 women a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days. And this plan was tested on women with all types of skin.
Even women with dry skin.
Oily skin.
Rough skin.
Women as old as 50.
Even women whose skin wasn't clear.
Yes, 36 doctors, leading skin specialists, have proved the 14-day palm olive plan improves all types of skin. Yes, brings fresher, brighter, younger-looking complexions. Start your 14-day palm olive plan now. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Here's all you do. 1.
Wash your face with palm olive soap.
2.
Then massage your face for 60 seconds with palm olive's soft, lovely lather. You see, 1 full minute of this cleansing massage brings your skin palm olive's full, beautifying effect.
3.
Then rinse. Do this just 3 times a day for 14 days.
And that's all. Remember, doctors prove this beauty plan with palm olive soap. Brought 2 out of 3 of all women tested a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days, no matter what beauty care they used before. So get palm olive soap. See what palm olive can do for your own complexion in only 14 days.
And for tub or shower, for loveliness all over, get the new big thrifty bath size palm olive.
Golly, Geranium, this cab driver's been driving us around New York for hours. Yeah, reminds me of the time I gave a soldier a lift out in Los Angeles.
Yeah, that was very patriotic, too, Miss Judy. Did the soldier try to hold your hand?
No.
Did he try to hug you?
No.
Didn't he even want to kiss you?
No.
Then what'd you do?
I sent him back for more basic training. Yeah, that boy sure needed it, too. Hey, driver, will you take it a little easy? This is the first time I've ever rode in a taxi.
Oh, that's all right, kid. This is the first time I ever drove one.
Say, this sure is a funny-looking cab. What's that hole in the roof for?
Oh, that's in case I get a fare with a bass fiddle.
Hey, what is that picture there by your driver's license? What's that?
That's my identification. Only your cab drivers have to have them.
Yeah, but that's not your picture. What's the idea of putting Lana Turner's picture on your license?
I don't know. I guess it's just the dreamer in me.
Well, here we are, Graham. How much do I owe you, driver?
I'll check the meter, kid. Well, kid, including tax, that'll be roughly $37.50.
Well, that's a little too rough. You better smooth it out a little. And say, driver, it's only $6 from here to where you picked us up. What's the idea of detouring us to Brooklyn and back?
Well, you see, kid, I was born in Brooklyn. And every now and then I get a yearning to see the motherland.
Golly, I wish we could find a place to live. You know, we even tried to find an apartment in the Umpire State Building.
You mean Empire?
No, I mean Umpire. We couldn't get the first base.
Say, maybe I can help you. You know, there's a place for rent in the joint where I live. It's a one-room apartment with an adjoining.
Yeah, with an adjoining what?
I don't know. We never could get that other door open.
Well, anyway, we'll keep on looking. Gee, Uranium, ain't New York a swell city, though?
Yes, ma'am. Look over there. There's a statue of General Sherman riding a horse and carrying a sword.
General Sherman. Poor feller. Golly, they ought to give him a shotgun instead of that sword.
You know what for?
So he could shoot them pigeons off his hat. Say, here's the hotel where Pedro said he'd meet us. Gee, Quillikers, look at this man in the fancy uniform by the door.
Yeah, and look at all those medals he's wearing.
Say, mister, are you a veteran?
Yes. 4 years at Macy's.
Well, what are those medals for?
Honorable discharge. You see, I worked in the corset department, and I was injured during a bargain sale.
At a bargain sale in the corset department?
Yes, it was a counterattack in the Battle of the Bulge.
Well, come on, Geranium. We got to find a place to live. Come on, let's hurry. Time's a-wasting. Golly, I hope they got some rooms for rent here.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Oh, is this Mr. Broadmoor's boarding house?
Yeah.
Well, we're looking for some rooms.
Well, you got a mighty nice day for it.
I'm sorry, Miss Canova, we have no vacancies in this part of the hotel, but we have 3 lovely rooms in the annex.
Oh, good. I'll take them. Where is the annex?
In Pittsburgh.
Howdy, lady. Have you got any rooms?
Well, we're very particular about whom we take in. Do you have any identification?
Sure. I have a little wart on my arm.
Senorita, is that any way to talk about me?
Well, listen here now. How about the food? Is that any good?
Young lady, our cuisine is superb.
Yeah, I know that, but is the food any good?
Our food is famous. Every day we serve 2-way meatballs.
2-way meatballs?
Yes, they melt in your mouth and harden in your stomach.
Hi, mister. I don't suppose you got any rooms.
Why, yes, we just had a cancellation. I can put you in the bridal suite, in the presidential suite, the manager's suite, the housekeeper's suite, the janitor's suite. How about an upper on the pool table?
Hey, I'm sure sorry you ain't got no room. This lobby sure is beautiful. Especially that white wallpaper with them pretty red blotches on it. That's pretty.
Oh, yes, we're very proud of that white wallpaper with the lovely red pattern. It was designed by an expert from House and Garth. House and... Good housekeeper. He was an interior decorator. He was a well-known paint... A paper hang. Forget it, we threw a ripe tomato in the electric fan.
Well, Geranium, how do you like this room?
Miss Judy, where'd you get it?
Oh, boy, I'm telling you, these New Yorkers ain't gonna outsmart me. Well, I got this room, but just answering a won't ad. Yes, sir, I got a 6-month lease for $200.
Well, don't look now, but this is the waiting room in the Pennsylvania Station.
The waiting room in the Pennsylvania Station?
It sure is, honey. What made you answer that ad?
Well, it said large room, hot and cold running water, next to fine restaurant and close to transportation. Folks, thousands of married men in the armed forces have become fathers while they were overseas, and they're coming home now to the greatest thrill they've ever known, the thrill of seeing their babies for the first time. So tonight,
I'd like to sing a song especially for them. Go to sleepy little baby, go to sleepy little baby. When you wake, you patty patty cake and ride a shiny little pony. Daddy's coming home, baby. Daddy's coming home, baby. Stop your crying, Daddy will be by, and you a shiny little pony. Have a fine little baby. Bye, bye, my little baby. Daddy's gonna be home with you and me. Then we'll never be so lonely. Go to sleep, little baby. Go to sleep, little baby. When you wake, you fatty, fatty cake and ride a shiny little pony. Rock about, baby, in the tree pie. When the wind blows, the cradle will rise. When the bell breaks, the cradle will fall. Down will come, baby, cradle and bell. Hark, goodbye, my little baby. Bye, bye, my little baby. Daddy's gonna be home with you and me. Then we'll never be so lonely. Oh, for a sweet little baby. For a sweet little baby. When you wake, you fatty, fatty cake and ride a shiny little pony. For a sweet little baby. For a sweet little baby. When you wake, you fatty, fatty cake and ride a shiny little pony.
Good night, Jimmy Bugs, your mama.
This is Tom Shirley asking you to follow the 14-day palm olive plan for a lovelier complexion, and don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder night and morning and before every date. Ladies, I know you're all happy that meat rationing has ended. No more red points, no more ration rumpusing. Ah, that's wonderful. But wait a minute. Let me read you a message from Secretary of Agriculture Anderson, who says, even though rationing is ended, there still remains the need for preventing waste of any fats and for salvaging all used fats so essentially needed for the manufacture of soap and for other industrial uses. If your dealer doesn't have all the soap you want, it's doubtless due to a shortage of fat. So here's your big chance to hasten supplies of soap, save and sell all the waste cooking fats you can. Remember, where there's fat, there's soap. Your butcher will still pay you 4 cents a pound for used cooking fat. So fill a tin and turn it in. Now, here's Judy.
Folks, it was awfully nice being with you tonight, and I hope we'll all be together again next Saturday night. In the meantime, please don't forget the two products that bring us together each week, Palm Olive Soap and Colgate Tooth Powder, the bestest in the world. This is Judy Canova from New York saying, good night, soldier, wherever you may be. My heart's lonely without.
The Judy Canova Show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Hopel.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.